हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
Heartily affection and love to my Divine Holy Master Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Shishman Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Goswami and to my Sikhya Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Pad Shishman Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I've told you before that Swamiji Maharaj has brought me. He cut the jungle and made a very beautiful place for and sent me. When I came first Holland 1 month before, I have not dreamt or thought that so many good devotees will meet me, so good kirtan will be done, all will dance, so big preaching will be done here. But magically, all was done. All these senior devotees met me and for 2 weeks about we are preaching my soul. Go here. I moved, I was overjoyed to see all these things. I have never dreamt that I will come to a Western country. I have preaching like this will be going on. When I was going to England, I was so much feeling separation for you all. In the way I was all were coming in my mind, how they are dancing, were dancing, how they were singing, how they patiently they were hearing all these words. I thought that it may be that again Swami A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami has come again. And it's so such a
enthusiasm.
All right. And in the same way, I was thinking that I am going to England, but I don't know anyone. So what will be there? But I saw that a gathering of 100 persons were in airport, were dancing and there's so many garlands and everything. And they were shouting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jai Guru Dev ki Jai, Swami Ji ke Prabhupada. I saw that, I was thinking that here there's so many good playing on mridang and harmonium. What name?
Suparna
and all are not there. Who will do kirtan? I saw that so many best singers like what name?
Gyanadas.
So good players of mridanga joined me and everywhere.
And mridangavala?
Mridangavala, so good.
Madhusudan.
Madhusudan and
Marsha, you all know?
2, 2, 3, 3 mridanga. After finishing our London, we went to
Bath.
Very big process.
With Budhara, you know Budhara?
You know, Budhara, but Bhudhara Prabhu.
Bhudhara.
Those who affect earth only. God preaching was there. After that, went to
Glastonbury.
Glastonbury. Yes, you are.
About 500, more than 500, yeah. whole world. And all that Pennsylvania hearing, so more than 500 devotees were there.
And Maharaj was dancing with his danda.
I was not dancing, but you were making me dance. For about 20 years in India, I left
dancing
and doing kirtan, but here I am doing kirtan. So much is speaking. After that, we went to
Birmingham.
And after that, the
Leicester.
Very Indian temple, Sanatana Dharma. So big gathering for 3 days. I told Srimad Bhagavatam and all other things. All that so impressed. So good Prishim was there. I think you can describe, or Nodip Prabhu can describe something more. We went to Manor.
Manor, yeah.
This was the first motive to go there and to take the feet dust of Lotus Swamiji Maharaj. See. So many devotees with us, about 100 or all gathered there. Come on. Here is place. Come on. With the devotees honored us and they. When we reached about
five conscience.
And Mridang and Kapal and Haribol, we entered the Manor temple and we offered our Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of Swamiji. And we took darshan of Arati there, went to the room where he used to write and to take rest. And also we went to Goshala, there so many cows were there. My main object was to take the dust of the lotus feet of Swamiji. So this mission was fulfilled there. And also my mission was that the devotees who had been ignored by this conscience, devotees. They should again come and they should have again faith on that mission, Swamiji's mission, what he has given them. They were like dry seeds, but I saw that after giving water, any doomed creeper becomes again
enlivened.
Enlivened
again, becomes green. Yeah.
Like this. All the default disciples of the senior default devotees of the Swamiji were so much glad to meet me and to hear my classes. In London, they came to me and to discuss something that we have heard that your mission and preaching is different from the preaching of Swamiji. You are preaching different things. So we want to question some questions.
Brinda.
The senior disciples of Swamiji privately wanted to see me and to discuss all these things. And they put me 3-4 questions. I answered them. I told them that these are false propaganda, that his line and my line are separate. In one line, we are doing so many things. He is in the disciplic order of our Rup, Sanatan, Raghunath, and also from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, up to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. His mission and teachings are not different from them. He was Bhaktivedanta Swami. I am Bhaktivedanta Narayan. Not in difference, but you are seeing it from very far away. And perhaps it is ignorance that you are seeing like this. Anyone can see difference between Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami. Because Jiva Goswami has told something, but Jiva Goswami told the same thing in other words. There is difference of words, not motive. Anywhere Rupa Goswami has told that. We are the Palya Dasi of Srimati Radhika. And none of them, gopis, were married to Krishna. But Jiva Goswami has told that all the gopis were married to Krishna. It seems different. But for some devotees, those who are so high rank, qualified, and those who are beginners, Jiva Goswami told for beginners that gopis were married to Krishna, and those were graduating this love affection, for them he told that no marriage at all. Because in Srimad Bhagavat there are so many lakhs and lakhs instances. And there are so many slokas. Pati sutanvaya bhratri bandhavan ati bilanghate anta atyutagata. It has told that gopis living behind their husbands and all others, the reign of the Krishna. If they have not married to other places, and if they were married to Krishna, what was harm meeting? Nothing. But hidden way, they met to Krishna in the night and they began rust. There was no any other person, only gopis and Krishna. And Krishna told that you should go to your husband. Don't be here. Then how? That they were married to Krishna? You should know, in Indian culture, Vedic culture, first Upanayan is done. Upanayan means, you know,
Upanayan.
Secretary and fire jhalki. And after that, marriage is done. Without this, marriage cannot be done. We know all that this open energy fire yajna was done in Mathura, not in Vrindavan. So how it was that Krishna was married there? So marriage was not there. So Rupa Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, all are of this idea. It is called Park Yabhav. No? Because in marriage, in Indian culture, Vedic culture, wife becomes like a dasi, maid servant. And she is controlled by her husband. The husband has power that you can get up from my home. And she cannot tell anything if he is chaste lady. Like Dwarka, Krishna threatened once Satyabhama that go at once out from my palace. He told once. Because they were married. Ramchandra told Sita twice that I cannot take you with me. You can go anywhere where you want. First she told him in Lanka, and second when he came, returned from Ajodhya, and after 11,000 years after that, in his last pastime, he told Sita that you can go anywhere you like. She went to the cottage of Valmiki, you know all these things. Sita has nothing to tell. She was telling that Ram has not left Sita, but a king has left her, his wife, for anything. And this was the fact. Ram has never left Sita. But anyhow, so if all the gopis are married to Krishna, so why hiding all these things in Vrindavan? And Krishna told that you should go to your husband, you should not come to me. If the husband is blind, he is so poor, penniless person, he is wicked or anything, he has leprosy, you should go and serve them. But Krishna was defeated by gopis. He told that you are Parampati and you are our guru. So guru must be worshipped first, then animal. We will worship our husband, but first you are guru, giving so many beautiful teachings, so we will worship first you. And if you are not taking, then you are going against Vedic riti, Vedic culture. Krishna began to smile. And then dance was gone, rash with that. So, if there was marriage there in Vrindavan, then they were equal to Satyabhama, Rukmini and all 6,108 queens. No difference at all. So why Radhika and gopis are superior than? But Jiva Goswami was initiated by Srila Rupa Goswami and he was disciple of Rupa Goswami. Then why he told? He told for juniors and those who are not so qualified. But he is also true. By the angles of vision, of Siddhant, he is right. And Rupa Goswami, angle of vision of Prem, both are right. As a Siddhant, Jiva Goswami is telling us the same thing, and Rupa Goswami same thing. Jiva Goswami has given one proof that in childhood, when Krishna was a boy of 1 year, or 2 years. Nand Baba took him and went to grazing in Bhandirvan. Very dense forest. Very dense forest. There is, the sky was full of clouds. And it is about to heavy rain. And it was winter season. Nanda Baba thought, what to do? Heavy rain is coming and wind is coming also. In the meantime, a beautiful, very beautiful girl came. And she was the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Srimati Radhika. Very little girl. And he did like so, and Krishna came out from the hands of Nanda Baba to the hands of Srimati Radhika. And at once taking Krishna, she vanished and went in the dense forest. Very, very big banyan tree was there, and it is called Bhandirvat. It was within 2-3 miles. It was. And there, at once Brahma came with 4 Vedas in 4 hands and began to recite mantras. And all the Sakhi came. And Krishna became Kishore. The age about 14, and Srimati Radhika as 13. And they gave each other. And this is a kind of marriage. So marriage was done. But Malli Gopis and Srimati Radhika and Krishna knew. Nanda Baba or anyone could not know. But marriage was done. Ji Goswami is telling that, oh, marriage was done. It is right. And one thing more. When Brahma has stolen all the cow herd boys and the calves and kept it in the deep cave. Then Krishna for 1 year became all the cow herds and calves, even their cloth, even their bansi, even their everything, kambal, you know?
Blanket.
Everything he became. No one cannot. No one knew this fact. They thought that their children, their cuffs are there. In 1 year, the priest of Jadav, Gargachar, declared that this is a very posh year. In this year, any father and mother, they can give marriage to daughters to any group, and they will be very good result. It will be mangalam.
Auspicious.
No? The girls will never be widow. And they will be so wealthy. And lakhs cow will be there. At that time no wealth, but cows were wealth. So go dhan, it has been told. So all the gopis were married to Krishna. But Krishna was in other shape, in the shape of all cowherds boy. So marriage was done also there. But no one knew that Krishna was all the gopis and all the gopis were married to Krishna. But in fact it was done. Also we should know that who were gopis? Who is Srimati Radhika? In Brahma Gayatri, Bhargaha Devasya, Devasya Krishnasya Bhargaha, the potency of Krishna, the power of Krishna, the energy of Krishna is Srimati Radhika. She cannot be differentiated. like iron and its fire and its heat, sun and sun's hot are rays. They cannot be separate. They are one. So they cannot be separated. We cannot separate fire and its energy, heat. We cannot separate, you know, mrigamada, kasturi,
musk,
you know, it comes from the
navel
of
deer.
The fragrance and that, what?
Musk.
They cannot be decided. But anyhow, they can be done. How they can be done? Take a fire here, fire in body. Go some distance from fire. Heat is coming up to there. They are filling heat there. But fire is there. If heat is not different to fire, how heat goes there? Some difference. But without fire, heat cannot be. So different and non-different, both at a time. So Srimati Radhika and Krishna, different and non-different. Actually they are not different, but for Vilas, you know?
Past time
they become. So, all the gopis are kaya vyuha, manifestations of Srimati Radhika. They are not like us, soul. They are not soul. You should know. Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, Siddham Subal, all the gopis are not soul but the energy of Krishna. And one for that energy, which is the Sapta Pramukha,
supreme
principle
is Radhika. All are manifested in all gopis. Why? For Vilas. If there is a kripa but no lips, no fruits, no manjari, then no
beauty.
So all the gopis are from Radhika, being themselves a Radhika. There is no difference between lips and tree. No difference. But some difference. This is called achinta bheda bhedvad. Our mind and body, they are separate from soul. Not achinta bheda bheda. But Krishna and our soul are different and non-different. So it has been told regarding Shakti and Shaktiman. Krishna is Shaktiman and Srimati Radhika and all the gopis are Shakti. So there is difference and non-difference. So what is the use of marriage there? If there is potency, energy of Krishna? No. So, Rupa Goswami has told, Jiva Goswami has told, by Siddhanta they are of Krishna and they will be of Krishna. No use of marriage. And if to show marriage has done no harm. So, Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami in the same category, in same line. No difference of opinion. But it seems that there is difference of opinion. To whom it seems? Those who are not qualified for them. But those who are qualified, no difference. In the same way, he came first and he used to cut the jungle and told that, oh, come on with us and have a, what?
Axe.
And cut all jungles. And after, when the jungle is clear, anyone is telling that we should give a seed there. And again he told that, I give some water and a sprouts comes. He tells, oh, again you should give water. And then lips are coming, manjiris are coming, fruits are coming, and we are testing that fruit. In the same line, all these things. But if you tell that he gives said, but at that time no lips, it is different, then lips are coming. No difference at all. So, or all the acharyas in our disciplic order have told the same thing. Swamiji has come to Western country for this. They also told that Jeev has come from Golok Vrindavan. I told that I will not answer this question. I want to read some
quotations
from Swamiji. And you should read and then you should realize what is true. I read there about 14, 15 quotings of Swamiji. They told that, oh, we have not read this. never read this. And he has told like so. So no difference at all. So for beginners, it can be told that Jeev has come from here. No way to make them understand, because they are learning A, B, C, D. But when we'll go in matric and after that in graduate classes, they will know this. Jadgatva na nivartante taddham parma. Anyone goes there, never returns. In Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 100 times it has been told. I told him to read all these things from the books of Swamiji. And he read, and all that was. Oh yeah, all these things are here. Oh yes, all these things are there. What I tell, all the things are in Swamiji books. I don't tell anything beyond what he has told. Anything, new, nothing. He had no time at that time. Only he came here and in only 15 or 14 years, he preached all the world. And after he went, at once, so everything he cannot tell. But he has written in his all books, all everything. Those who are so intelligent and those who are read in the guidance of any good Vaishnava, realized Vaishnava, sincere Vaishnava, that is so. Oh, close your
Open your eyes.
Open your eyes and see. Here it is, here it is, here it is. They told, oh, they are in false propaganda. Here. Now you are seeing that you are telling all these facts true. You are not in other land. And they began to pursue me. Where I went, they all went in a group. And Gaur Premanande. If you want to hear something, that what I answered them. You have that here?
It's in the other room.
if you want to hear. He has given the page number. He has given the slope where he has told in purport. But we are not so much. At home, that we can see ourselves. In Gita, everything is there. But we are Gita reading daily. But I know that you don't know the deep meaning. Very deep meaning. He has written his purpose, but purport meaning is also so deep that key is in the hands of very
qualified
devotees. Each sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam Gita has 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 meanings. Deeper.
Most.
And when we realize this, we jump, our hearts begin to jump. Oh, how beautifully Vyasdeva has written in this thing. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, what has not told in Srimad Bhagavatam and Gita? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, everything is written openly. And he has told, at first when I was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, I was so much fear. I am fearing at that time. It should not be
disclosed.
But I knew that. I know that. There are so many kinds of animals. So many kinds of animals. You know camel?
Yes.
What they take?
Thorns.
They will not take mango. You know crow?
Mm.
Crow sits on the branches of any neem tree. Neem is so much
bitter.
But pila.
Yellowish.
That fruit. And crow especially will sit there. And behind that tree there is a mango tree. And very delicious and sweet fruit of mango is there. So fragrant and so sweet. But yet he will not go there. He will sit on the neem tree and very good. I have never tasted like that. But the cuckoo bird and parrots will never sit on neem tree. From far away they will smell the sweet smell of mango and they will go and sit on the mango branches and they will give their mouth that mango and they will taste so much. So in this world there are persons like also animal, dharma nehina pasubhir samana, those who have not realized soul, they don't know what is body, what is soul, they think that this soul is this body, no difference. And when anyone is dead, everything goes. They have no realization of Atma, they don't know. They merely quarrel for these sense gratifications. Like Hitler, Mussolini, Napoleon Bonaparte, you know. In our countries, Kansa, Jarasandha, Ravan, Hiranyakashipu, all were this kind. At first, there were only two brothers, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. And Kansa, Ravan,
Kumbhakarna,
two only brothers. Now we see that only one devotee are, and all the others like Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Kamsa, all. You know that in England there is a very problem for beefs.
Cow.
They are created themselves. And now they are struggling. also we make so much. Because we know that this body is myself. And we have come only for sense gratification. But really we have come to realize soul, what is soul, what is body, why we are coming, from where we are coming, where to go beyond. We are struggling for whole life to collect all the things by which we will be so happy. But we see that after death, this one hair, anything of this world, they cannot take. Where to take and where to go, they don't know. All is in dark. Why they are doing so much things for happiness? That we should get. All is turning in unhappiness. Why? We know that any person of America, motor car wala,
Albert Ford.
So much wealthy, so much wealthy.
Motor car wala.
And again, more he wants, more is coming. I heard that he was so fat, he could not
go in his car.
So the big motor rushing. If he has to ride on his car, then crane was used. When he goes to tools, then like this, water is given. He could not take one half glass of koi rush
juice
of orange. And doctors used to come, always having. What is this? Is it happiness? Is it the result of wealth? We'll have to be old. Have to go. We are bound to be old.
Samuel.
No? Whole, in this whole world, all scientists will come and they will manage that, and all doctors, everyone will come, whole wealth. But when we are dying, they cannot shake us, stop us from dying. We'll have to die. We should think that after death, what we will take there. I told you one story of
thread and needle.
We cannot take a thread and needle. All scientists and doctors will come and they will try that over this hair should not be white. But they will be white. Our eyes are bound to it so much weak. And one day, so many persons will come and they will take our body and they will take us to burial ground. And they will be put there. We know. But yet we are struggling, doing so good. What?
Sinful.
Duplicity and
hypocrisy
for all this. So we should know all these things and try to be sincere and pray God. And God of God is Krishna, Supreme Personality of
God.
He is ocean of rush, He is powerful, He can do anything. So we should try to take His shelter, Lord's feet shelter, and try to surrender ourselves in the Lord's feet of that God. Then we may be happy, and the chain of birth and death will be stopped there. Otherwise not. You will have to go, you will have to become cows also. And the persons which are taking the flesh and all these things, they will have to be cow, and cows will come in the shape of men and they will take them. Everything comes, reaction. Must be reaction. So we should try to avoid all these bad things and try to take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna. Sarva dharmana paricharya. What is the difference in my this line of preaching and Swamiji line? I think that Swamiji has told everything. But anyone should have eyes to see all these things. The same thing Siddhar Maharaj was a very great philosopher. Very great philosopher. Or Guru Maharaj was very good, great philosopher. Bona fide philosopher. And realized so. But we could not realize them who are they. Swami was like this. We could not realize him. We think that we can satisfy him, we can please him by outer
external activities.
But he has not come for these things. He has come to take us in line of bhakti yoga. So I told them, and I showed them so many
quotations
of Swamiji, and there was changed totally. They told that, oh, these are false propaganda about him. And they again came with me several places and heard me there. And they served me so much and helped me. Again, leaving them, I have come to Holland, but as I took all you all in my pocket, and always I remember to see you, I remember you, I'm remembering, I'm feeling separation from them also. Some of them, many of them have told that we